Good afternoon. This is a phasement commutation hearing for Mr. Christopher Winter, ADC number 147516. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Winter is 37 years old and was sentenced to 5.5 years for possession or use of a dangerous drug, a Class 4 felony. I will read a short summary of the instant offense. Mr. Winter was previously in a romantic relationship with the victim. On February 9, 2015, Mr. Winter entered the victim's apartment at approximately 6:30 a.m. armed with a knife. Mr. Winter argued with the victim and then stabbed the victim's cell phone multiple times with a large knife before breaking the phone with his hands. Mr. Winter cut the straps on the victim's nightgown and cut at least one of the victim's bras. The inmate then left the victim's apartment and she called the police using her young son's phone. Mr. Winter was arrested and found in possession of a knife, a small bag of methamphetamine, and a meth pipe. He was also convicted for possession of drug paraphernalia and criminal damage. He pled guilty and was sentenced on March 31st, 2015. Regarding his commutation application, he's asking for a one-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an earned release credit date of October 28, 2019. Should commutation be granted, his new earned release credit date would be December 17, 2018. The purpose of Mr. Winter's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his sentence was excessive, based on using the same felonies to increase his punishment, enhancing his sentence in two separate ways. He reports to be suffering from a degenerative spinal condition, he has had no discipline during this prison sentence, and that he has been rehabilitated. He has had moderate discipline in ADC from 1995 to 2015, with his last major on July 24, 2014, that is prior to his current sentence. He's had three prior hearings for previously expired offenses. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Winter's sentence was excessive, he was a repeat offender, including past convictions for sexual abuse, a dangerous crime against children, and forgery. Regarding his instant offense, possession and use of dangerous drugs, the crime has a minimum sentence of 3 years, a presumptive sentence of 4.5 years, and a maximum sentence of 6 years. In addition, an aggravated sentence of 7 years. Based on aggravating factors such as repetitive and multiple offenses and the fact that he was only a year above the presumptive, I do not find his prison sentence excessive, but I'm open to the discussion and input of my colleagues.
No discussion.
During no discussion, I will make my motion, and that is regarding Mr. Christopher Winter, ADC number 147517. My motion is not to pass him to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you, fellow board members, and this concludes our hearing.